USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats are giving the White House until Monday to comply with a request for documents and interviews related to how the White House handles security clearances. A day after the New York Times reported that President Trump ordered a top-level clearance for his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings told CNN lawmakers need to take a close look.
The fact that Jared could not get a clearance and the president had to step in and overrule the intelligence community really should concern all of us.
Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway tells MSNBC at CPAC Friday she hasn't seen any memo about Trump ordering Kushner receive a top security clearance after concerns were voiced by intelligence officials and the White House top lawyer, according to the Times story. A small plane crashed into a condo building in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Friday, killing the pilot who was the only one on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the Democrats' Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal would literally destroy the economy. Literally. It would knock out energy, transportation, airlines, jobs, businesses. We'd probably lose 10 to 15% of our GDP. It's remarkable. But that's what our opponents and critics are saying.
President Trump addresses CPAC on Saturday. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee entered the 2020 presidential race Friday, launching a campaign with a focused message that he's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority.
We are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation that can do something about it.
Inslee also vowed to take no money from fossil fuel companies and said he wouldn't spend a nickel of taxpayer dollars on subsidies for the meter, saying that gravy train is over. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Football League is thinking about adding an official to help out with the field referees. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The league's agreed to study the concept of adding a so-called sky judge at the request of coaches who want to try to eliminate obvious officiating errors like a missed pass interference penalty in the NFC Championship game that helped the Rams beat the Saints.
But that should have been a penalty. And John Payton is justifiably upset.
The sky judge, which is already used in the Canadian Football League, would be an additional official placed in the press box tasked with assisting officials on the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Actress Katherine Helmand, an Emmy-nominated and Golden Globe-winning actress who played very different matriarchs on the ABC sitcoms Who's the Boss and Soap, has died at the age of 89. Helmand died of complications from Alzheimer's disease last Saturday at her home in Los Angeles. 83-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is recovering from a minor stroke. His publicist says Lewis, best known for hits like Whole Lot of Shakin' and Great Balls of Fire, is expected to make a full recovery. He suffered the stroke Thursday night in Miami. He's scheduled to appear at the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April, and he also plans to record a gospel album soon. His publicist says Lewis plans to go ahead with both projects. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.